ultimately, the criteria one applies when establishing habitat corridors is going to depend on the species that you're targeting to restore the connectivity for. This study, for example, looked at the utility of riparian forest for facilitating the movement of large mammals along a industrial pulpwood plantation landscape in Sumatra, Indonesia. And you can see by the highlighted text there that species varied in their response to riparian forests, but distance to the national park, remnant width, and percent forest cover around the camera trap site were common predictors of remnant use by these large carnivores. Their results, you can see under the green underlined text, says that linear remnants of riparian forests less than 200 meters in width could facilitate local movements up to 4 kilometers of many large mammal species in Sumatra, but that wider riparian remnants would likely be more effective at promoting mammal movements over larger distances. So in summary, up at the upper left, you can see that basically how wide does a corridor need to be to support these large mammals? Well, a minimum of 100 meters. How long it needs to be really depends on the width, but, you know, usually less than 1 kilometer to maybe up to 4 kilometers long these corridors could be and still be used. The edge and matrix effects in the corridors really depended on what target species was being looked at. And the location of the corridors, it seemed that sometimes placing corridors near water could attract animals to use them. And also the idea of whether a natural corridor, namely using existing riparian zones, etc., are as effective as, say, a restored corridor. What's the relative effectiveness in an ecosystem that's been replanted versus one that's natural? So all of these considerations need to be made in light of what are the species you are trying to target in your landscape connectivity.